You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. A little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I mean, I don't know how funny it's going to be. Whether it's going to be extra funny or just moderately funny or mildly amusing. Who knows? You never know. Tech D Rob got that head shaved down. He does. That beard lined up.
Yeah.
Who lined you up?
Me.
You did, huh? He lined himself up.
Yeah. Does he go through what causes him to shave the head? Because he does it rarely, but when he goes down full skin, it's like, is he going through something that made him do that, or is he just like it like that?
I know there was one time that he only shaved the head because he had tried to trim it up and messed it up. And
like,
the only way he could get it straightened up was to shave it and let it start over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's something happening or he just made a mistake.
Yeah.
We'd ask him, but.
He's turning. He went to the turning. Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll ask Rob after he gets after he emerges from the turlet why he shaved his head all the way down. Coming up next,
it's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast. More next.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
More than just a little funny. This is extra funny. This is the Ace and TJ Show's Extra Funny Podcast.
Rob's still in the turlet.
Back.
Oh, wait, there he is. There he is.
Rob came back.
Oh. So, Rob, why did you shave your head all the way down? For fun? For excitement? Or you messed it up?
Because I'm losing my hair.
Okay. Oh. It wasn't an accident when you were trying to trim it up. You just decided I'm going to shave it off.
A long time ago, I told myself that when I started losing it really bad, I'd just go bald. So here we are.
Yeah. So this is it then. This is what you're going to have.
I get a miracle.
Really? What a life milestone. You're never going back. That's crazy.
I bought one of those seven-headed shavers that you can...
Yeah.
Seven heads?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
most of them are five, but I went with seven.
Right.
It was a big head.
Yeah, he could have had that big old head. And they're the size of floor buffers.
It's made by John Deere. Okay. Wow.
He shaves his head by following Google Maps. A big old ass head.
We're talking big. It's big.
Wow. The damn Roomba shaves his head.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to do it with a regular razor, like a that you would use on your face, this manual razor, not electric?
No. Meredith did it with clippers first. And then yesterday I got my seven-headed shaver and so I used it.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. In the progression or degression, I guess we would say, because you go from just buzzing it with a guard, then buzzing it without the guard, then the electric razor that goes flat to the head that you got, your seven headed. I think mine's only five though that I went with.
Okay.
And then you go from that to shaving gel and a razor.
Oh. There's steps to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, do you get?
But what's weird is that your hair grows a lot faster than you think when you do have hair,
And you think, I got to get a haircut. It's like you look up one day and say, it's been 2 weeks since I had a haircut. Mm-hmm. But you shave it with the razor. It's where it's smooth. When you walk out of the bathroom, by the next day, it's stubble and scratchy. And
really?
Yeah. So if you're going to do it, you should do it every day.
Yeah. Last night I did it, or around 3 o'clock or so yesterday, I did this. And then this morning, all my t-shirts were getting stuck on my head.
Yeah, because it would catch when you pull it on, because it's bristly.
Well, and also, those t-shirts are screaming for help while they're trying to get pulled over that big old
head. Yeah.
The neck hole is never big enough.
Anyway, the neck hole's all stretched out, just putting it on.
Wow. Yeah, sorry, Rob.
No, it's okay.
Because, yeah. It's not like you can do, you volunteered to have your hair falling out. I know it's painful.
But it if you won the lottery or something, Rob, would you go to like hair transplant or something?
Oh, I'm going somewhere, Bosley or whatever.
Yeah. You wouldn't just go get one of those realistic looking toupees that snaps into your head?
And absolutely
they put the,
not.
They put the snaps in your skull.
I want to see Robin some toupees. Like, can we AI get that together?
Well, now that his head's shaved, I wonder if we could get some to try on.
Man, there was a guy at that Christian conference thing I went to at the Billy Graham Cove a couple of weeks ago. He was in his 80s at least. Frail old man. Walking around with the jettest, blackest,
never a good look
toupee. It was almost like a full wig.
Yeah,
like come on,
that's one of the things.
He got grandbabies need to tell him.
Yeah, that's so bad.
Even if you want to wear a toupee, you can get one that it looks a little bit, like you're trying.
Yeah,
you don't just go down to the Sally Beauty Supply and grab a wig and have your barber cut it the way you want it and slap it on. Come on.
I think that's most of the ones you notice are just like that.
Mm.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why when I was younger, I was like, I can't do that. We're just not going to do that.
What about those visors that have hair attached to them? Yeah, I always love those. You can walk around looking like Guy Fieri.
I could do the Bret Michaels and get a bandana that has all of his stuff.
Yeah.
There you, even
oh, my
better.
Gosh. I saw him promoting his concerts. He looks like a goober now. I mean, there's like two tones in the soul patch. Mm. I don't, what is he doing? He's not a bad looking dude. He doesn't need all that stuff that's like so over the top.
Rob, they have a variety of bandanas with hair.
Hell yeah,
dude. Bandana with spiky gray hair. You can also get a bandana with dreads, a bandana with this reddish colored flowing hair, a bandana with Willie Nelson braids.
That's kind
of
cool.
You got a lot of options here.
I think Bret Michaels would look good if he let his hair go and change some of that 80s rock look.
Yeah, it's that maybe that's what it is.
He is good looking. He's got pretty blue eyes and
he's got a nice face.
Yeah.
But it was like so jarring, like the colors of his facial hair and stuff.
But Rob, if you came in here with a bandana and dreads, that should look good.
Yeah.
Well, they do have a spiky gray one, Ace.
Yep.
I'll get that.
Let's see.
What about like that slouch beanie that's got the Jamaican colors and the dreads on it? We can get them.
They have the bandana, or I guess it's like a bandana. They also have the visor that you mentioned before.
Yeah.
That's
cool. How much is that?
$2.98.
Whoa. That's highway robbery.
I mean, you got to get one now just to try. The short wig for men hat is $3.23.
There's no way that they make a wig or anything that'll actually fit on my head.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it'll just look like a yarmulke.
Now, here we go. For $6.98. Damn, TJ, for $6.98, you could have Mike Tramp's hair from White Lion.
That's what I always wanted.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
He had the best hair.
Oh, look at that.
Ooh. Who was his name?
Mike Tramp.
White Lion.
He was the best looking of any of those hairband guys.
For a mere $6.98, that can be yours.
They sang the song, Wait. I never had a chance to love you. And what was that one? This one's for the children.
When the
children cry. When the children cry, let them know we tried.
I have never heard that. Either of those songs.
Both big hits.
Yeah. Oh, he's Danish.
Yes, he is Danish.
Yeah, sweet Dane.
He's a sweet Danish.
And he's a guy that has short hair now, but still looks
like, yeah, it's best looking of all those guys. I'm telling you. Telling you, man.
Did you look him up, Riggins?
Yeah.
Yeah. That hair was badass.
Yeah.
I was doing the crossword.
He was always,
looks sick though.
He was always a little bit too well put together.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too much.
They're too pretty.
Like, the jacket and the leather pants had matching. They matched. You can't match them like that.
Yeah. But any fool knows that.
Yeah, it's too much. Like this. I'm looking at one of these pictures.
It's too much. You like Chris Angel. That's the epitome of like doing too much.
I agree that. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying the matching part is too much. You can't be too much matching. Like you can't have the same pattern on your jacket that you have on your pants and both of them be leather. It looks too, you're trying too hard at that point. Which is what his problem was always. He was trying too hard. It came off as a little bit fake. They had the pants had neon on them, and then the jacket had the same neon pattern. You're too matchy matchy.
Too matchy matchy.
Yeah, like if you're gonna wear leather pants, no problem. Mm-hmm. But just wear a t-shirt with that.
Oh, okay.
And the jacket can't have a matching pattern to the pants.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to wear a cool leather shirt, I would go with jeans in that case, like ripped up jeans.
Leather shirt.
Something like that. It all depends on what you're doing. It's got to flow together. Part of it has to look like you don't really care that much.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Ace the Fashionista in here.
When it comes to rock fashion, huh? I'm your guy.
Sure. Leather shirt. How you are in
that? And it was a thing then. You would see a lot of guys were playing leather shirts or something like that.
Smelling like spiced hams.
I don't breathe at all.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.